Next question says, please ask Mufti Saab, is it permissible to drink water that was left uncovered overnight?
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when night approaches, then we should prevent our children from venturing outdoors, because verily shaitan spreads out at this time, and when an hour of the night passes, then leave them and lock the doors and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily shaitan does not open a locked door. So this is a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this, and it has been reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. In another narration, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has also mentioned that don't let your animals and children out from the time the sun sets until the first portion of darkness passes, and that is generally when the time of Isha sets in. After the time of Isha sets in, then one could let the children out once again. Of course, it should be under supervision, especially in our circumstances, etc. If they want to play in the garden after that time, then it is fine, it's acceptable. Because indeed, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, shaitan sets out from the time the sets until the first portion of darkness passes by. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also said that lock the doors and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because shaitan does not open a locked door. And he also said, and tie the water bags and make the zikr of Allah and cover the utensils so that nothing goes inside, and put off your lamps or lanterns. In those days, they used to be, the lamps or lanterns used to be of like a candle or a type of lantern that used to have a flame on it, and it was dangerous. Notwithstanding that, if the water has been left open during the night, then one should preferably use that water in the garden, or discard of that water, and one should not be drinking that sort of water. Before one sleeps, one should either cover the water. If one doesn't have anything to cover the utensil completely, then it has been mentioned that at least we must put like a pencil or a stick or a miswak, something like that, across that utensil, and that will, inshallah, protect any evil and shar from entering that particular utensil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and guide us.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah khair for that.